USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump wants the FBI to return documents he says are protected by attorney-client privileges and executive privileges reportedly taken from his home in Florida. Trump taking to Truth Social to respectfully request that documents be returned to the Mar-a-Lago residents. Homebuilder confidence is hitting its lowest level since the start of the COVID pandemic. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index fell for the eighth straight month in August and turned negative for the first time since May 2020. The association's chief economist calling it a housing recession brought on by rising interest rates and higher construction costs. Nearly 70% of builders surveyed cited high interest rates as a reason for falling demand of new single-family homes. USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Today marks 1 year since the U.S. military exited Afghanistan.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the deadly withdrawal by the Biden administration that allowed the Taliban to take back control of Afghanistan, essentially removing all rights for women in that country and leaving Americans behind. Chad Robichaux, one of the sets of the boots on the ground on Fox News, describes the chaos under the debacle.
Well, certainly they were aware of what was going to happen because they were watching the influx of Taliban come in from Pakistan and from the mountains in tens of thousands, and you can watch each province fall as it went. I think they're aware. I think the president's advisors had advised them not to do this. He chose to do it anyway for whatever motivation is still unknown a year from this happening.
Lance Pry reporting from our USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Snapchat subscription service Snapchat Plus is now topping 1 million customers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Three high-profile Republicans will be on the primary ballots in Alaska and Wyoming this Tuesday, and two are targets of former President Trump. Wyoming Congresswoman and staunch Trump critic Liz Cheney is expected to lose her GOP primary against attorney Harriet Hageman, who also has Trump's endorsement. In Alaska, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski faces a Trump-supported primary challenger after she voted to convict the former president in his second impeachment trial over the alleged incitement of the Capitol riot. Another bus of illegal immigrants from Texas arrived in New York City on Monday morning. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says not all illegal immigrants are exiting the buses at their intended destination.
Until we secure that southern border, every town's a border town, every state is a border state. We need to end this and allow our southern border to be secured and give these governors the ability to secure these communities across the southern border.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Amber Heard is hiring a new legal team before appealing the multi-million-dollar defamation verdict won by her ex-husband, Johnny Depp. He was awarded over $10 million after a jury said Heard defamed him in an op-ed piece she wrote about domestic violence in the Washington Post. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.